From Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Washington, it is time for the series opener between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, the defending AAA national champions, and the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Hope you're having a great Tuesday so far, everybody. Garrett Green with you here for Day Baseball, the third day game in this 12-game road trip for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. They come into today 9-12 on the season. They're currently five games back of both Oklahoma City and the Las Vegas Aviators for the best record in the PCL. As for Tacoma, they are in the same boat as Sugar Land, 9-12 entering the year. As a matter of fact, both teams are 5-4 at home, and they are both 4-8 on the road this season. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the visiting Space Cowboys today. Leading off is the designated hitter, Zach Short. Bryce Matthews follows him at shortstop today, and Shane Whitcomb in the three spot is in left field this afternoon for the Space Cowboys. Colin Price is your cleanup man. He is at first base today. Luis Guillorme at second bats fifth, and Kennedy Corona, the center fielder, hits sixth. In the seventh spot is the catcher, Cesar Salazar. Jesus Bastidas is at third, and Quincy Hamilton is the right fielder, batting ninth. Space Cowboys will send the left-hander Brandon Walter to the mound this afternoon. On the bump for the Tacoma Rainiers, they're throwing the righty Luis F. Castillo. Not the Luis Castillo you might be thinking of currently with the Mariners. This is a different one. The 6'2", 30-year-old gets ready as Zach Short stands in from the right side. And the right-hander brings home the first pitch. And Short takes. It is a little low, and we are off and running at 11:39 Pacific Time AM here on the West Coast. Thrilled you're joining us this morning here in Tacoma and this afternoon back in Texas. Next offer is a little tight with a fastball at 91. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. The DH, Zach Short. Short hitting .214 this year, a .397 on base percentage. The 2-0 inside, but called a strike on the inner edge of the fastball, and it goes to 2-1. Five doubles, four homers, nine driven in for Short early on in the season. He's coming off a pretty good series in Vegas last week. 2-1. And that is high. Missed with a fastball, and it's 3-1. Short last week against the Aviators, 5-20, but three of those hits were for extra bases, two doubles and a homer. The 3-1. Inside ball four, and Short works his 17th walk of the season. He'll head down to first as the Space Cowboys have the leadoff man on base. Defensively, this is how the Rainiers stack up today. Blake Hunt is the catcher. Tyler Locklear is over at first. Cole Young is the second baseman. It's Austin Shinton over at third. And Jack Lopez, who we saw with Salt Lake last season, is the shortstop for the Rainiers today. We'll get the outfield from left to right after the first offering to Bryce Matthews, right-handed batter. And the first pitch to him, that's on the inner corner, a sinker at 90 miles an hour for a strike. It's Colin Davis in left. It's Samad Taylor in center. And Ryland Thomas is the right fielder today for the Rainiers. The set and the 0-1. And Matthews rolls this one. It's knocked down at third by Shinton, collected by Lopez at short. On to second for one. On to first. And it is still a double play. Every infielder touched the ball there. 5-6-4-3 on the double play. Well struck by Matthews and left the bat over 100 miles an hour. But Shinton just got a glove to it. It kicked right to Lopez, who started the twin killing. So the leadoff walk is erased. There's two gone. And it's Shea Whitcomb. First offer to Shea. And he takes low and out with a sinker. It's one ball and no strikes. Space Cowboys are in their gray jersey tops today. Gray pants and the navy caps. As the next offer, sinker for a strike. It's even at 1-1. Meanwhile, for Tacoma, they are in their bright red tops today. They have Rainiers and white script lettering across the front. White numbers on the back with white pants. 1-1 is fouled off by Whitcomb, and it goes to one ball and two strikes now to Shea. A brilliant sunshiny day here in Tacoma. Not very often that you get those. Often quite cloudy here, but it's a nice day. 54 degrees, though, at first pitch here in Tacoma. Two gone and the bag's empty for Whitcomb. And the 1-2 from Castillo. And Shea takes down low with a slider. So the count goes even at 2-2. Luis F. Castillo, 6'3", 212-pound righty, 30 years old from Fantino in the Dominican Republic. He signed with the Mariners as a free agent in January. Whitcomb tries to check his swing, but he can't. He goes around on a changeup, and Castillo walks the leadoff man, but ends up getting a double play and a strikeout to throw a scoreless top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's Sugarland nothing, and the Rainiers coming to bat next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Space Cowboys held off the board thanks to a double play and a strikeout. So the left-hander Brandon Walter will try and keep this lineup in check today for the Rainiers. Leading off is the center fielder Samad Taylor. Cole Young follows him at second, and Harry Ford, the DH, bats third. First offer from Walter, it's bunted up the first base side. It's picked up. Who's going to cover first? Nobody in time. Samad Taylor, who's got great speed, bunts his way on to get here in the beginning of the bottom of the first inning. Now, Taylor is a speedster, and he did a good job there. He bunted that towards the first base side, so Price fielded it. Walter got a leg break, and Guillorme at second also didn't get over to the cover the bag in time. That's something different that Sugarland's going to see this week for the Rainiers compared to last week against Las Vegas. The Aviators were much more of a slugging team. This Rainiers team is a lot more of a speed-built offense. Here's the left-handed batting Young. And he takes the first offer, a sinker at the knees for a strike. The rest of the lineup today for Tacoma, Tyler Locklear is the cleanup man. He's at first. Austin Shinton is at third, batting fifth. And Colin Davis in left hits sixth. Off of first is Taylor. And the 0-1. Breaking ball outside. Nice job by Salazar to Snowcona. It's Ryland Thomas in right, batting seventh. In the eighth spot, the catcher, Blake Hunt. And Jack Lopez, the shortstop, rounds it all out. Taylor has not been as much of a stolen base threat early in the season. And go ahead and check on him for Walter there. Now, Samad Taylor is just 3-for-4 in stolen bases this year. Much more than that last season when he was here with the Rainiers. The hold in the 1-1. Breaking ball, strike outer corner. And it goes to 1-2. Now, last season, in 136 games with the Rainiers, Samad Taylor stole 50 bases in 65 attempts. We'll see if he's running here with a 1-2 count to Young. Left-handed batter, there goes Taylor, and the pitch is taken. The throw down to second, the tag, and they didn't get him. Salazar cannot believe it. He put that throw to the first base side of second. Matthews put the tag on, but Taylor is called safe at second base. That's about as good of a throw as you can make. It was just a little high, though. And as a result, instead of it being on the bag, it up near waist high. Tag not put down in time, and there is Taylor's fourth steal of the year. Pitch was inside to Young, so the count's even at 2-2. Man in scoring position with nobody out, the offer. And a breaking ball is swung on and missed. Got him to fish after his sweeper. And so there's the first strikeout of the day for Brandon Walter. One gone with Taylor at second. And here is Harry Ford. Defensively, this is how Sugarland stacks up today. Cesar Salazar behind the plate. Colin Price over at first. Luis Guillorme, the second baseman. Jesus Bastidas mans the hot corner, and Bryce Matthews is at short. Lefty Walter looks back to second. Guillorme dips in behind the bag, and now he'll back up the pitch. And that is waved on and missed for a strike by Ford, the right-handed batting DH. Shea Whitcomb gets the start in left today. Kennedy Corona is in center, and it's Quincy Hamilton out in right field. This morning here in the Pacific time zone, we're not even to noon yet. An 11:35 a.m. Education Day start here in Tacoma. Third day game in the first seven games of this road trip for Sugarland. Remember, they played a Tuesday day game in Las Vegas last week and then obviously played a day game on Sunday. 0-1 to Ford. Walter will hold for a long time, and now he'll spin and throw back to second. Guillorme was well behind the bag, but they're going to check in on Samad Taylor just to make sure he's not off and running. By the way, in now 715 minor league games, that is Samad Taylor's 233rd stolen base. He has stolen eight in the major leagues in his career. Pitches down in the dirt. Salazar quickly hops on it as it bounces out of his glove. And the count goes to one ball and one strike to Harry Ford. Ford in 12 games this year. He's hitting only .238, but he's got a .411 on-base percentage. He's very hard to strike out. 12 walks this year for Ford compared to just 10 punch-outs. Slightly up in stance as he waits from the right side. And Walter delivers. Taylor heading for third. It's grounded back to Walter. He looks to third. Won't have a play there. He'll double pump and throw to first to make sure they get the out. So no stolen base for Taylor, but he does advance on the ground out. And so now, with two gone here in the inning, it'll bring up Tyler Locklear, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Now for Brandon Walter, he's making his fifth outing of the year today. This is his third start with Sugarland. No record and a 3.95 ERA in now 14 and a third innings. He's given up six runs, but the hit by Taylor was just the sixth that he's given up so far this year. He has been stingy. First offer grounded. Left side, Matthews charges, collects, and slings to first. In time, threat extinguished. So, after Taylor bunts his way on and steals second, he is stranded at third, and we go on to the second inning. No scores. Space Cowboys and Rainiers. And Space Cowboys baseball will continue in a moment.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Tacoma Rainiers. Space Cowboys got a leadoff walk to Zach Short, but a double play and a strikeout meant they sent the minimum to the plate, so it'll be Colin Price to lead it off here for the Space Cowboys against the right-hander Luis F. Castillo. 12 pitches, 6 strikes for Castillo in the first. First offer, and Price takes a called strikeout or edge. It's 0-1. Adjudicating balls and strikes today is our crew chief, Jonathan Parra. The rest of our three-man umpire includes Joe McCarthy at third, Dave Ponsack over at first, the 0-1. That's a shade low with a changeup. The count runs even at 1-1. The Price hitting .254 this year now, .357 on base percentage. in 17 games. The hold and the 1-1. And Price, a one-handed finish as he swings over a changeup. And so it goes to 1-2. Remember, Price started this road trip on an absolute heater after he had had a great homestand when he went 8-for-18 against Albuquerque. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He's down on a slider there. Second strikeout for Castillo. So one gone in Luis Guillorme the batter. However, last week, Las Vegas did a really good job limiting Sugar Land's main threat in Colin Price. Space Cowboys did a great job limiting the Aviators' main threat in Nick Kurtz, who it was reported yesterday is going to be selected to play for the A's. Guillorme fouls this off left side for strike number one. That's the report. Kurtz is on his way up to the show after playing just 32 games in the minor leagues. The set on the first pitch, or the next pitch to Guillorme, and that is in for a strike. So after a foul ball and an offering there, it's quickly 0-2. No scores, Space Cowboys and Rainiers here in the top of the second inning. As Jonathan Parar, home plate umpire, steps up and says that Castillo did not make eye contact with Guillorme before he came into his set position. He's ready now. And the 0-2 offer. And Guillorme just flicks this one over near our way, third base side, foul. Now we are stationed slightly over towards the third base side, up on the second level here at Cheney Stadium. Great ballpark that was built in 1960. It was put together in 3 months. The 0-2. And a swinging strikeout for Guillorme. So that is three straight, retired via the strikeout for Castillo. Two gone, and Kennedy Corona will be the batter. It's a symmetrical ballpark in the field here. It's 325 down both lines. It's 355 to the alleys, but it is 425 feet to straightaway center field here with a 30-foot-high batter's eye out in center field. First offer on the way. And Corona fouls, hits a slow dribbler, third base side. It's picked up by Shenton, and his throw a little wide. It brings Locklear off the base, and so Corona is going to be safe. Well, based on the way that ball was hit, it looked like Corona might have fouled it off his foot, but instead he just hit it right in front of home plate, and he stumbled out of the box a little bit. Boy, Locklear over at first nearly got his foot down. Instead, that'll be the first hit of the game for Sugar Land. It's an infield single and a man on now for Cesar Salazar. Well, 30-foot-high batter's eye here in center field. You have to hit it over the batter's eye to hit a home run to straight away. Pitch on the way, and that is a little low and out. It is one ball and no strikes to Salazar. And if I'm remembering correctly, I believe that only three players in the ballpark's history have ever hit one over the batter's eye in straightaway center. 1-0. That one is cranked out to right field. Backing up on it is Thomas. He is at the warning track. And one step in front of the wall, he's got it for out number three. Well, Salazar gave that a good ride to right, but it is just a little short. No runs on a hit. No errors and one man left for Sugarland. And we head to the last of the second inning. Scoreless between the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
We head to the bottom of the second inning, scoreless between Sugarland and Tacoma. Scoring update, they have given an E2 on the ball that allowed Kennedy Corona to reach. It was a little dribbler up the third baseline, but because of Corona's speed, he really forced a quick throw from Blake Hunt, the catcher, but they have ruled that as an error. Also, take away the hit for Sugarland. Obviously, we saw the controversy, in air quotes, in Tampa Bay last week where they changed an error to a hit. See if maybe they come back to that one. Brandon Walter back out for the bottom of the second. He gets the third baseman, Austin Shenton. Left-handed batter waits, and here's the first pitch. And that is on the outside corner, a sweeper for a strike to Shenton. It's 0-1. So Walter, 11 pitches in the first, 7 strikes. Gave up a bunt single to Samad Taylor to lead off the inning. Taylor stole third and advanced to third on a ground out back to the pitcher by Harry Ford. 0-1. And Shenton snagged on a liner back to Walter. There have been 4 outs recorded here in the home half of the innings. And Brandon Walter's accounted for half of them. A line out to the pitcher. And he uses all of his 6'3" frame to haul that in. L1. One gone and Colin Davis the batter. Now Shenton also got the ground out by Ford that was hit right back to him. Now it's the right-handed batting Colin Davis. He takes a cutter a little in tight. 1 ball and no strikes. Now Davis playing in just his 4th game here with the Rainiers. He's 2 for his first 8. 1-0. Popped in the air. Foul ground right side. Price tracking after it over near the netting, and he nearly caught it. It bounces off of his glove right after he gets to the short wall. That's incredible. Off the bat, it looked like that was destined for the grassy berm down the right field line, but instead, Price nearly hauled that ball in. Look at it on the replay here inside of the stadium. Price had to go a long way looking over his shoulder, and he had his glove in the right vicinity there. Plenty of foul ground behind home plate, but then it narrows as the stands and the foul line kind of meet at a 45-degree angle in the right field corner. Sweeper is pumped in for a strike at the knees, and so it's 1-2 now to Davis. Ball got away from Walter a little bit, so he has to pick it up off the side of the mound. Retoes the middle of the rubber here. Glove up in front of his face, now the 1-2. And a sweeper in there, front door for strike 3 called. Second strikeout of the day for the lefty Walter, and that strikeout is presented by Now and Forever, fueled by victory and Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. So 2 gone, and it's Ryland Thomas, left-handed batting right fielder. Pitch on the way, and a fastball knee-high for a strike. It is 0-1. Now Walter signed as a free agent by the Astros in August of last season while he was recovering from a shoulder injury. 0-1 is punched in the air. That's foul ground third base side. Salazar giving it a look, but it's over the dugout that houses the Rainiers on the third base side. And Thomas finds himself in an 0-2 hole. 75th career minor league outing for Walter today. It is his 46th start that he has made. He'll come up over 300 innings in the minors in his next couple of appearances. 0-2. Fastball got him. Swing and a miss. 92 on the fastball there. And Brandon Walter makes quick work of the Rainiers in the bottom of the second. 2 done on this now Tuesday afternoon in Tacoma, and we are scoreless. Space Cowboys and Rainiers on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/liveinthemoment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
To the third on this Tuesday afternoon opener between the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers. Own a piece of history and purchase your very own 2024 AAA National Championship ring. A limited number of fan rings are available with three different options that all include customizable sizing and having your own name on your ring. For details, go to slspacecowboys.com. Jesus Bastidas leads it off here as he takes inside from the right-hander Luis F. Castillo for ball number one in a scoreless top of the third inning. Castillo delivers. And Bastidas takes a little wide. It's two balls and no strikes. Now Bastidas so far this year hitting just 127 in his first 16 games of Sugarland. 2-0 is at the knees for a strike. It's 2-1. I still just have Corona on my mind because of the error that was assessed against Blake Hunt instead of giving him a hit. Space Cowboys don't have a hit yet in the game. They have had a couple of them in reach. This is grounded up the middle. Diving stop made by Lopez. Pops up, fires in time to first. Well, Lopez laid out to rob one that would have gone up the middle. And there's one going here in the inning as Quincy Hamilton will bat. Now, if you weren't with us back in the second inning, Kennedy Corona bounced one right in front of home. It was a slow trickler up the third base line. Blake Hunt, the catcher, picked it up and threw just a little wide, so Corona was safe, but it was ruled an E2 instead of an infield single. Here's Hamilton and the pitch to him. And Quincy, a grounder, skims right side, knocked down by Young, out in shallow right, comes up and fires to first. That's back-to-back really good plays by the infield for the Rainiers to take away a couple of hit opportunities for the Space Cowboys. And the lineup will turn back over with two outs for Zach Short, the designated hitter, who walked back in the first inning. Now, meanwhile, just one hit for the Rainiers so far. Samad Taylor bunted his way on. First offer on the way, and Short takes a little tall with a sinker at 93. It's one ball and no strikes. Castillo from the first base side kicks home. 1-0 is in tight underneath the hands of Short, and it's two balls and no strikes. So in this ballgame, Cesar Salazar has hit the only ball that has left the infield from both teams through the first 2 2/3 innings. 2-0 is high, and it's three balls and no strikes. He flied out to deep right to end the second. Otherwise, Samad Taylor with a bunt single. Everything else has been on the infield or a strikeout against Brandon Walter. And now, not a sight you want to see, as Luis F. Castillo is pacing around behind the mound. And now, Jairo Cuevas, the pitching coach, John Russell, the manager, and Amanda Lee, the athletic trainer, are all coming out to take a look at the starter, Castillo. Obviously in some discomfort after that last pitch. And that is going to be the end of his day. He is going to walk off the mound. We get another look here on the in-house feed from the Rainiers and see what happened. It was a sinker. It was only at 87. So that was considerably lower than the average velocity from Castillo. But he is going to leave. And now the Rainiers here in the top of the third inning are going to have to make a pitching change with a 3-0 count to Zach Short. Whoever they bring in, as a alternate reliever is going to get however much time they need to get warmed up. So we're going to have a little bit of an extended break here in the action because the Rainiers are going to have to go to the bullpen here in the top of the third inning. Two gone, and the base is empty. A 3-0 count to Zach Short, and the Rainiers making a pitching change. We'll introduce you to the new hurler once the Rainiers decide who that's going to be on the other side on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Well, never a sight you like to see. The starter today, the righty Luis F. Castillo, departing after he threw a 3-0 pitch, or a 2-0 pitch, home to Zach Short. His velo was down a little bit, and he came away shaking his right arm. The athletic trainer, along with the manager and the pitching coach, came out to take a look at him, and Castillo unable to continue. So as a result, the Rainiers are going to turn to the lefty here with a 3-0 count to Short. Base is empty and two gone. And it's the southpaw Austin Kitchen. Kitchen, 6 foot, 200-pound lefty, 28 years old, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was originally a part of the Rockies farm system, and last year he bounced between three different franchises, ultimately landing here with the Mariners org. This will be his seventh appearance of the year. In his previous six, no record in a 3.86 ERA. 9 1/3 innings. He's given up 11 hits, but just 4 runs. Hit 2 batters, walked 4, and struck out 4. Opponents are hitting at 289 against the lefty Austin Kitchen. Well, it looks like he is done with his warm-up tosses now, as again, because it's an injury, it is the one thing now in baseball that has no clock to it. You have as much time as you would like to get warmed up. Coming in cold out of the bullpen, and Cold is kind of the operative word today. Again, it was 55 degrees at first pitch today between the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers, and that's where it has stayed. The good news is that it is bright and sunny today, so very pleasant out on the field and clear. Not quite clear enough anymore off in the distance for us to still see Mount Rainier behind the first base side. However, the top of the mountain was poking out from the clouds while we were getting ready for today's game. So Short, who has already walked once today, will face off against Kitchen, who comes in with a 3-0 count against him. The left-hander looks like he's ready to go. Toes the very middle of the rubber. And now his first offer is a 3-0. And Short takes a called strike, a sinker at 89. And it goes to 3-1. Now Short drew his 17th walk of the year back in the first inning. He was canceled out on the double play ball. 3-1. He is hit high in the air, out towards deep right field. That sends back Thomas. And in almost the same spot he was for Cesar Salazar. 348 feet away from home plate. He's there to make the catch. Space Cowboys have teased the gaps here at Cheney Stadium, but are unable to clear the fence. And so Kitchen comes in and gets the out. And we play 2.5 on this Tuesday afternoon. No score, Space Cowboys and Rainiers. And Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Blake Hunt, the catcher, right-handed batter, leads it off for Tacoma. Pitch misses in from the lefty, Brandon Walter. It is one ball and no strikes in a scoreless game here in the bottom of the third. 1-0, breaking ball is fisted towards the Space Cowboys dugout down the first baseline, foul. And so it's even at one ball and one strike to Hunt. Now Walter has given up just one hit in his first two innings of work. It was a bunt single to Samad Taylor to lead off the game. But Taylor is scheduled to hit third here in this half inning. Walter has struck out three of the next six he faced. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a cutter there. And it is 1-2. Well, this has got to feel great for Space Cowboys hurlers coming down to a lower altitude and getting out of the elevation of Las Vegas. The 1-2 pitch bounces in with a changeup, and so the count goes even at 2-2. Obviously very dry up in Las Vegas, so that also can limit your ability to grip the ball. Today, the issue is going to be the cold as Walter rubs up the baseball a little bit. But Walter, though, working in short sleeves today as the 2-2 is again punched in the air. Foul ground. Price giving a chase after. That's into the netting on the first base side. Foul. Now, Walter is a native of Delaware, so as he told us, his high school seasons in Delaware were about 18 games in length. You just don't play very much baseball in the state of Delaware. That's why there are so few major leaguers from Delaware. Also just a very small state. The kick and the 2-2. grounded up the middle to his right, Guillorme, but it's past him and goes dribbling into center. And Hunt has the second hit of the day for the Rainiers. Man on with nobody out for Jack Lopez. Not very well struck, though, but just put in the right spot. Sinker that was up and in the Hunt. Good majority of the Space Cowboys today are in long sleeves from underneath their gray jerseys. Kicking the offer. And that is taking inner edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Surprisingly, the only infielder who doesn't have on long sleeves, and as a matter of fact, the only Space Cowboys fielder is Luis Guillorme, native of Venezuela, who moved to Florida when he was 12. The 0-1. Down low and in, it's 1-1. But then again, Guillorme did play for the New York Mets for plenty of his career, and so it's not like he doesn't have plenty of experience playing in the chillier weather. The hold by the lefty, Walter, the 1-1. And Lopez grounds this wide to third, foul. That was a cutter that time. So the count goes a 1-2 now to Lopez. Shortstop hitting 147 this year, 189 on base percentage. This is his 12th game that he's appearing in for the Rainiers. Game number 22 of the year for both of these teams. Walter picks over to first. Hunt is not much of a stolen base threat, but he's back in standing up. Hunt has not attempted a stolen base this season. Now Walter at 28 pitches now on the afternoon. He was very efficient in the first two frames. 1-2, strike out swinging, got him on a sweeper. So the fourth punch out of the afternoon for Walter, and that'll flip the lineup back over to Samad Taylor. Take in Space Cowboys games your way with a customizable mini plan. Plans start with as few as three games, starting at $45, with the option to add additional games. To sign up for a mini plan today, head to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. Here's Taylor. First offer from Walter. And Taylor watches a pitch come over for a strike. That was a cutter on the inside edge of the right-handed batter. Now Taylor pushed a bunt to the first base side to lead off the ball game. Price is holding the runner Hunt on at first. The 0-1. And he swings and grounds this one. Shortstop has it bounce up to him. The throw to first, though, by Matthews is in time to get the out at first base. That took a hard hop that kind of jumped up into the glove chest high for Matthews at short after it hit the dirt, but he was still able to exchange and sling it across his body to get the speedy Taylor. Hunt does move down to second. That was chopped slowly enough that there was no opportunity to turn two. And it'll bring up Cole Hunt. But what you do is keep the speed off of the bases, even if it would have been on the back end. Now the offer. And that skims in for ball number one to Young, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. Now for the Rainiers, they're coming off of a series that they played last week whenever they were in Oklahoma City. Remember they got rained out on Saturday because of some really bad thunderstorms that rolled through the area in OKC as the 1-0. Grounded weakly back towards the mound. Walter collects, has time to turn and lob to first, and that ends the bottom of the third inning. So a leadoff single by Hunt, but nothing else. Brandon Walter has thrown three two-hit scoreless innings so far this afternoon, and we head on to the fourth. No score between the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
On to the fourth inning here on this Tuesday afternoon. Series opener between the Sugar Land Space Cowboys and the Tacoma Rainiers. We are scoreless as we start the fourth. And Bryce Matthews will lead it off. It'll be 2-3-4. Matthews, Whitcomb, and Price scheduled to hit for the Space Cowboys. Left-hander Austin Kitchen, who came on and got Zach Short to fly out to right, back out for a full inning of work as he deals. And Matthews thought about it. He holds off and a sinker at 90 miles an hour on the inner edge. He is called strike one. Bryce hit a ball sharply over to third his first time up. The 0-1. Down in the dirt with a change. However, Austin Shenton at a dive just got a little bit of his glove to it, and it ricocheted directly to the shortstop, Jack Lopez, who then started a double play. The hold and the 1-1. And Matthews, did he go around? He did on an appeal to first. The Dane Ponsack, that was a sweeper down low. And it's 1-2. So it turned into a 5-6-4-3 double play, which this is my third year here with Sugarland. I can't ever recall a double play where every infielder touched the ball, but that's what happened with Matthews' last time. 1-2 is down in the dirt. So it evens at 2-2. So final line for Luis F. Castillo today. Again, not the Luis Castillo that currently pitches for the Mariners. This is a different Luis Castillo. 2 2/3 innings, a walk and 3 strikeouts. 2-2, Matthews just catches a piece of it to stay alive. But Castillo leaving after he threw ball 3 to Zach Short with some kind of ailment, so you hope that he is all right. But not a good sign for a starter who was on the 40-man for the Mariners. The 2-2 down low and in with the sweeper, and the count has run full. Now, the Mariners early on in the season have been doing with starting pitching and some of their relievers what the Astros did last year. Remember, there was a stretch early on in the season for the Space Cowboys where essentially every day they had a reliever get his contract selected. 3-2, fastball is high, and Matthews draws the walk. So the second free pass that Sugarland has drawn today. And the leadoff man is on now for Jay Whitcomb. But the Astros were obviously dealing with injuries in their rotation as well. That was whenever Christian Javier went down. Framber Valdez spent a little bit of time on the IL, so that's how Blair Henley had his contract selected. Spencer Arrighetti ended up in the rotation last year for the Astros. As the first offer to Whitcomb, and Shea hits a ground ball up the middle. Fielded it short by Lopez. Easy flip to second for one on the first double play. Space Cowboys have gotten two walks today, and they have both immediately been canceled out by Twin Killings. So with two out and the bases empty, it's Colin Price. No, but for the Mariners this year, they have been running a shuttle for starters between here and Tacoma. They've been selecting the contracts and designating for assignment and recalling. I mean, look at Jonathan Diaz, who we obviously saw plenty last year. He has had his contract selected after starting this year on a minor league deal. Pitch misses low to Price for ball number one. And Luis F. Castillo, who departed the game today, is another example of that. He started the year on a minor league deal and had his contract selected in April. Early April. It's still April now. Pitches a sinker, 90 miles an hour, inner edge to Price for a strike. And the count's even at 1-1. We're scoreless here in the top of the fourth between the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers. Price waiting the 1-1. And a swing over a changeup for a strike. And Price is now in a 1-2 hole. Price struck out on 4 pitches his first time up. That came back in the second inning. Right-handed batter, wide stance as he waits. Bat waggling over his right shoulder. Left-hander Kitchen, the 1-2. And he threw him a changeup, but Price didn't offer that time. The count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind is blowing in slightly from center today, so that's going to knock the ball down even more on this cool day here in Tacoma. The 2-2 from Kitchen, and that is hit in the air, but to the deepest part of the park. Left fielder Davis is over. Samad Taylor wheeling around behind him. It'll be Davis in the left field alley with plenty of room to spare to make the catch for out number 3. Space Cowboys get a walk, but a double play and a flyout leads to nothing in the top of the 4th. 3.5 done here on this Tuesday afternoon. No scores, Space Cowboys and Rainiers. Now this from your local stations.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Scoreless as we head to the bottom of the 4th inning, Space Cowboys and Rainiers. Mark your calendars for May 2nd when the Space Cowboys take on Round Rock as the first 2,000 fans will receive a Spencer Arrighetti spaghetti bobblehead presented by Republic Services. It's also another Fireworks Friday with post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets at slspacecowboys.com. Harry Ford lobs the first pitch back to the screen from the left-hander Brandon Walter. It's 0-1. Now, Walter has faced just 2 over the minimum through his first 3 innings. He's given up a couple of singles. 0-1, that's taken a little low with a changeup, and the count runs even at 1-1 now. The right-handed DH, Harry Ford, who grounded back out to the mound his first time up, back in the first. 1-1, low and in with a cutter, so it goes to 2-1. Now, Walter has struck out 4 and has not walked a batter. Has given up 1 ball that has left the infield so far today. The 2-1. And Ford grounds this one right at Bryce Matthews. A skimmer that's collected. Low throw, but Price with a nice backhanded pick over at first for out number 1. The Space Cowboys have been held without a hit so far today. They've gotten 3 base runners, but they've sent just 1 over the minimum to the plate thanks to a couple of double plays. Luis F. Castillo got the start today for the Rainiers, but left in the 3rd inning. Austin Kitchen has taken over and faced the minimum, working around a leadoff walk in the top of this 4th. Pitch on the way, and that is at the top of the zone. A cutter for a strike. The right-handed batting Tyler Locklear, it's 0-1. Now, Locklear grounded out to short to end the 1st inning. The 0-1 offer swung on and fouled back, and it is 0-2 now to Locklear. Locklear is off to a pretty good start this year. He was hitting .304 entering the game today. On base percentage, just a little under .400 at .392. 5 doubles, a couple of homers, and 10 driven in. The 0-2. High, that brings Salazar out of his crouch. And so it's 1-2 now to Locklear. It doesn't look like there's any action down in the pen right now for the Rainiers. The 1-2. Is above the letters with a changeup, maybe a little wide as well, and it goes even at 2-2. So it looks like Kitchen is probably going to come back out for the 5th, as he'll wear some of the middle innings with Castillo getting injured today. 2-2, just misses the top of the zone with a sweeper. Pretty good pitch that time. But the count has run full now to Locklear. Austin Shinton, left-handed batting third baseman on deck. 3-2, swung on and missed. Cutter over the zone, got him. Five strikeouts today for Brandon Walter. And so with two gone, it'll bring up Shinton. Now five strikeouts, that is now a new season high for Walter. So here's Shinton, who lined back out to Walter, softly back in the second. First offer, pumped in with a sinker at 90 miles an hour for a strike. It's 0-1. No score. Space Cowboys and Rainiers here in the last of the fourth inning. Walter, the 0-1. And that time a sweeper finds the outer edge for a strike. And it is 0-2. Infield plays for the left-handed batting Shinton to pull. Yorme all the way deep in second. Playing a little bit more shaded towards second than first. He's not quite halfway in between. The 0-2. Breaking ball that is lifted out into right. Hamilton started back. Now he comes in a few easy gliding steps. Chest eyes got it for out number three. We head to the fifth inning, still scoreless to the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers as Sugarland Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
No score as we start the fifth inning between the Space Cowboys and the Tacoma Rainiers. It'll be 5-6-7, Guillorme, Corona, and Salazar due up here against the left-hander Austin Kitchen, who's out for his second full inning of work. He came on in relief of Luis F. Castillo, the starter this afternoon for the Rainiers, who left with an apparent arm injury back in the third. Here is Guillorme, left-handed batter. And the first pitch to him misses outside with a sweeper. It's ball number one. Guillorme down on strikes his first time up. That was one of three strikeouts today by Castillo. Kitchen has not struck anybody out in the first four he's faced. The 1-0 is pop foul left side. Well, Guillorme obviously was a big part of the Space Cowboys' 8-4-11 inning win back on Sunday afternoon, as he doubled inside of third to score two runs in the 10th for Sugarland. The hold and the 1-1. And a ground ball bounced the other way. Three hoppers. Shinton gets it around his knees and his throw's a little tall, but around the cap of Lockyer for out number one. The Space Cowboys are saying thank you to nurses and medical personnel. Coming up on Thursday, May 1st, that's not this Thursday, but next Thursday, with Nurse Appreciation Night presented by Houston Methodist. Nurses and medical personnel can receive a free lower bowl ticket and a discount on additional tickets with proof of a medical or hospital email. First offer to Kennedy Corona. Here it is. And he takes for a strike, 0-1. Go to slspacecowboys.com/promotions to learn more about Nurse Appreciation Night. Six games coming up next week against the Round Rock Express, as the Rangers affiliate comes to town for the first time. 0-1 is popped in the air to right. This should be easy enough for Thomas. He'll settle underneath it, sun glinting off of his glasses, and out number two is recorded. So Sugarland is doing a good job of putting the ball in play today, but they just can't quite find the gaps. Again, it's more similar to playing at Constellation Field here in Tacoma than it is playing at altitude in Las Vegas like Sugarland did last week. Here's Salazar, who's probably put the best swing of the day out there for either team. Takes a sweeper outer corner in this lefty-lefty matchup for strike number one. Well, Salazar flied out one step shy of the wall to right back in the second. The 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Space Cowboys played a rather low-scoring series against Tacoma last year whenever they came up here in August. They won in a day game to start that series, but then ultimately ended up losing the next five games against the Rainiers. The 0-2. Salazar watches a sweeper that dances off the outer corner, and it's 1-2. Really, the trip here to Tacoma and then the subsequent series against Albuquerque kind of derailed Sugarland's chance to win 100 games last year. The set of the 1-2. That is taken a touch high, but the first challenge of the afternoon comes in from Blake Hunt, the catcher. So we're going to look at it on the big board out on the left, a new video board here in Tacoma. And according to ABS, this is either ball two or strike three. Long time waiting for it. Now they've queued it up, and it is a strike barely at the top of the zone, but Tacoma retains their challenge, and Austin Kitchen gets his first strikeout of the day as Salazar, on review, goes down looking. On a fastball at the top of the zone. Space Cowboys go in order. We're halfway home on this Tuesday afternoon and still scoreless. Sugarland and Tacoma on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Scoreless as we start the bottom of the fifth, Sugarland and Tacoma. First offer is bunted up the third baseline by Colin Davis, picked up by Bastidas, but the throw is wide, and it gets by Price out into shallow right. He's just going to go and pick it up about 15 feet into right field, but Colin Davis bunts his way on with a single, though if they go by the same scoring rules as before, that should be an error, and then does advance to second on an error. They have called it a base hit, though, on the bunt by Davis, and so yet again, the trend continues. Brandon Walter has not given up anything out of the infield today except for the dribbling single by Blake Hunt. However, the E5 by Bastidas puts Colin Davis in scoring position. This is bunted foul by Ryland Thomas for strike number one. Well, entering play to Gay, Tacoma not exactly tearing the cover off the ball in terms of batting average. The Rainiers entered today hitting just .247 this year, and they've hit just 15 home runs. Look back to second. and the 0-1. Bunt showed again, and this is bunted foul, and it catches Jonathan Parra, our home plate umpire, and that's the second straight one that has gotten him. Well, Salazar was coming out of his crouch. And now with two strikes, we'll see if Thomas still attempts to bunt and advance the runner to third. Bacinas is still playing on the cut of the infield grass. He's in from third by about a step, even with two strikes on the batter. Walter Reddy's looks to second and spins and fakes a throw that way. The entering play today, the Rainiers have hit just 15 homers. That is tied with the Rivercats for the fewest in the Pacific Coast League. The set and the 0-2. And a breaking ball. He got him to chase. Sweeper outside, and it's the sixth strikeout of the afternoon for Brandon Walter. Big first out, and that will bring up Blake Hunt. Now, these are the two teams in the PCL that have two of the three lowest batting averages entering today, and they do have the two lowest slugging percentages. The Space Cowboys slugging just .346 entering today. Offer on the way, and a rip and a miss by Hunt for a strike. It is 0-1. The Rainiers only about 10 points above that with a .356 slugging percentage. Walter looks back to second and the offer on the way. And Hunt fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-2 now to the catcher. A little bit of stirring out of the bullpen for Sugarland. But Walter has had just 51 pitches. The season high this year came during our last homestand against Albuquerque when he threw 69 pitches over 4 1/3 innings. The 0-2 down in the dirt and a back pick down to second. Walter couldn't tell if that was for him or not. It bounces and Guillorme collects it on a short hop. Well, that just tries to slow down the advancement of Davis. Again, this is just the fourth game for Davis that he's played here with the Rainiers. He's a perfect 1-for-1 in stolen bases. Former Rainier and Space Cowboys lefty Blake Wyman is the first man to get up and start throwing for Sugarland in their pen. As the southpaw Walter looks back to second. And the 1-2. That's high. Salazar comes way out of his crouch and snares a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And it'll stay at 2-2. No score between Sugarland and Tacoma. Space Cowboys have been held without a hit so far through their first five innings, although they have generated a couple of base runners. Three singles for the Rainiers, two of them on bunts. 2-2. Grounded third base, side collected by Bastidas. Looks the runner back to second, throws across the diamond to first in time. Two gone now, and the nine-hole hitter Jack Lopez due up. Mickey Story looking down to Sean Buchanan, first-year pitching coach for the Space Cowboys, and Walter at 54 pitches, they're going to leave him in there to face off against Lopez. Meanwhile, still nobody throwing off of the mound. Now we can see down behind the left field wall, it does appear that the Rainiers have a right-hander getting warm. First offer on the way. Fouled back over on the right side by Lopez for strike number one. The Space Cowboys bullpen is located down the right field line. It's behind a short padded wall with a screen in front of it down near the right field corner in foul ground. So it is not in the field of play. The hold on the 0-1. Lopez takes the sweeper high, maybe a touch outside. It's even at 1-1. Meanwhile, the Rainiers bullpen is behind the left field wall, but it's a little difficult to see because it is underneath an elevated porch area. The kick in the 1-1. And Lopez fouls this off of his foot. It goes rolling up the third baseline foul. Lopez comes away with a hobble. Again, it's a chilly day here in Tacoma. Just 55 degrees still as we're coming up on 1 o'clock here in the Pacific time zone. And that can't feel great for Lopez, who's still hunched over a little bit. Now he'll try and walk off the sting in that foot. Walter at 58 pitches now. He's trying to get off of a leadoff bunt single by Davis and a throwing error that allowed him to advance to second base. Walter got Rylan Thomas to strike out and Blake Hunt to ground out to third in front of the runner, so he had to stay put. The set by Walter. And the southpaw here's a 1-2 at a wait. Turns and looks the runner back. Wyman continuing to get loose for Sugarland. So this might be the last batter of the day for Brandon Walter. He's ahead in the count against Lopez, 1-2. A look back to second, and the 1-2 offer. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball at 91. The seventh strikeout of the day for Brandon Walter. We move to the sixth. Still scoreless between Sugarland and Tacoma as Space Cowboys baseball will continue in a moment.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Start of the sixth inning, still scoreless between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Tacoma Rainiers. Left-hander Austin Kitchen is back out for a third full inning of work. He's gone 2 1/3 so far, struck out one, walked one. Space Cowboys are searching for their first hit of the day. Here's Jesus Bastidas, and the lefty Kitchen, the first pitch to him. And Bastidas takes, that's a sweeper front door for a strike. It is 0-1. Bastidas grounded out. Jack Lopez made a great diving stop at short back in the third. 0-1. He's rolled third base side over the bag. That's a fair ball and the first hit of the game for Sugarland. Bastidas turns first and he will be into second, standing up with a double. And boy, I don't really know what Austin Shinton was doing there. I guess he thought that ball was going to turn foul, but it hopped right over the third base bag and Shinton, he just kind of gave up on it. Got by him. I still don't know if he would have gotten to it, but he kind of just let it go by. Well, it turns into the fourth double of the day, or the fourth double of the year for Bastidas. And Sugarland, for the first time today, has a man in scoring position. Quincy Hamilton coming to bat. He'll face the lefty Kitchen and the pitch to him. And Quincy takes a fastball knee high for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, Kitchen is out of Coastal Carolina. He was on the Shants team that won the College World Series his freshman year in 2016. The 0-1. A late swipe and a miss by Hamilton. Now that season, he was named a Louisville Slugger and a Collegiate Freshman All-American. He was the go-to left-hander out of the bullpen for the Shants that year. He went 4-0 in 21 appearances with two saves. The 0-2. He is bounced on the ground over to second. That's going to move Bastidas down to third. Hamilton is out 4-3. But now a man just 90 feet away as the lineup turns back over to Zach Short. And it looks like that's going to be the end of the day for Kitchen. So he came out of the bullpen and pitched well, but the Space Cowboys are poised to potentially score the first run of the game. However, it's going to be a new hurler that they'll likely face off against as the lineup turns back over. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher coming up on the other side. No score, Space Cowboys and Rainiers here in the top of the sixth inning on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/getmore to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever.
Pitching change for the Rainiers. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Space Cowboys have a man at third and one out. It's Jesus Bastidas at third. Zach Short will be the batter. And the new hurler is the right-hander Shintaro Fujinami, 6 foot, 680-pound righty from Japan. Brings home the first offer, and that is low to Zach Short for ball number one. Inning started with a double just inside of third by Jesus Bastidas. He then advanced to second on the ground out, or advanced to third, excuse me, on the ground out by Quincy Hamilton. Infield is drawn in with a man at third, the 1-0. And Short pulls his hands back and takes inside. It's two balls and no strikes. For Fujinami, this is his eighth appearance of the year with Tacoma. He's 0-1 with a 9.95 ERA. He's given up seven runs in six and a third innings. The 2-0. Short takes high, and it's three balls and no strikes. First time this season that Fujinami has inherited a runner. Right-hander sets and the 3-0. That skips in. It gets to the backstop, but it takes a hard enough kick that Bastidas does not come in from third. I don't know if Bastidas was expecting that that ball was going to get by the catcher Hunt. As a result, though, it's the second walk of the day to Short there, mid on the edges. And one out, and Bryce Matthews. So a missed chance to potentially score on a wild pitch there, but Space Cowboys didn't want to run into the out at home, and now it's Bryce Matthews. Now this season, left-handers have hit much better than righties against Fujinami in limited appearances. Now lefties are hitting almost 200 points higher against him. First offer to Matthews, and he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes in for a ball. Safety squeeze was on that time as Bastidas started down the line, but he wasn't coming no matter what. That would have been the suicide squeeze there. Instead, though, that's five straight out of the zone for Fujinami. Short, a big lead off of first, and this pitch bounces by, and Matthews says, come on in, and Bastidas will score without any kind of issue. And in a scoreless game, we get the first run thanks to a wild pitch. Sugarland's got a 1-0 lead here in the sixth. Well, that's the second one that Fujinami has bounced in. And it got way past the catcher Hunt. It actually ricocheted over to the first base side. So now Short moves into scoring position. And it's a 2-0 count to Bryce Matthews. The hold and the right-hander. Here's his 2-0. Fastball strike in there at 95. So the count goes to 2-1. Fujinami came up pitching in the Japanese League with Hashin. Pitched with them starting in 2013. This is low and in, and it's 3-1. He pitched with Hashin all the way until he was posted following the 2022 season. Right-hander ended up signing with Oakland, and he debuted with the A's on April 1st of 2023. The hold in the 3-1. Matthews takes a front door sweeper, and that's in for a strike. So the count is now full to Bryce. Short on second, one gone. Space Cowboys now leading Tacoma 1-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. And Bryce is going to call timeout. Now Fujinami, 10 seasons with the Hanshin Tigers in Japan. The 3-2. Matthews takes down low, and that is ball four, but the right-hander has come in and walked the first two that he's faced. An uncorked wild pitch that scored the first run of the game. So now it'll be Bryce Matthews, or it'll be Shea Whitcomb to bat, and with that, Jairo Cuevas is going to come out along with a translator to have a word with Fujinami here on the mound. Today's health tip is brought to you by Houston Methodist Breast Care Centers. Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime? A mammogram is the most effective tool for diagnosing breast cancer early. Houston Methodist recommends that every woman get an annual mammogram starting at the age of 40 or sooner if there's a history of breast cancer in your family. Schedule your next mammogram online at HoustonMethodist.org/mammogram. Houston Methodist is the official health care provider for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Houston Methodist, leading medicine. Meeting on the mound is over. It is short at second. Matthews at first, so good speed on the bases for Shea Whitcomb, who comes into today riding a 14-game on base streak. Would love to extend it here as Fujinami kicks home. First pitch. Misses wide with a splitter. It's one ball and no strikes. Whitcomb is 0-for-2 today. He struck out back in the first, and he hit into a 6-4-3 double play back in the fourth, one of two twin killings Sugarland has bounced into today. Short, a big leadoff of second, 1-0. Taken up and in, two balls and no strikes. With a right-handed batter up, Locklear is playing about 20 to 25 feet off of first. So Bryce Matthews, who leads the Pacific Coast League in steals entering today, has a sprinter's lead off of first. He's got like a five-step lead, and he is set up ready to sprint towards second. 2-0 is ripped foul by Whitcomb. He was out in front, and it's 2-1. O'Shea, obviously, Tacoma is a little bit of a special place for him. This is the clubhouse where he found out that he was going to go up and he was going to be a big leaguer. It's also where he became the Space Cowboys' single-season RBI leader. He got his 91st RBI here in Tacoma last year. The hold on the 2-1. Down in the dirt. Nice stop that time to the catcher, Hunt. And so the count goes to 3-1 to Whitcomb, and Fujinami is in danger of walking the bases loaded. There is some action out in the Rainiers' bullpen. This is the last man that Fujinami is required to face, with the three-batter minimum. Short on second, Matthews on first with one out here in the sixth. And the 3-1 to Shea. And Whitcomb takes a healthy cut but comes up empty on a fastball. Elevated to 93 miles an hour. And so it's full now to Shea. Space Cowboys have scored the first run of this game thanks to a wild pitch. But they're looking to add on a little bit more here and give themselves some breathing room in the back stretch of this opener against the Rainiers. Whitcomb waiting for the right-hander. And Fujinami. Here's the payoff pitch. And that's grounded just on the wrong side of third, foul. And Whitcomb might have splintered his bat, so he will head back and go retrieve a new stick from the dugout. Well, some news around the minor leagues. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but reportedly, Nick Kurtz, who the Space Cowboys saw last week, is being recalled by the A's. He is joining Cam Smith for one of the quicker routes to the major leagues. Of course, the Space Cowboys did a great job of limiting Kurtz in last week's series. The set and a 3-2 on the way, and that is way high, ball four. Whitcomb extends his on-base streak to 15 games as Fujinami has come in and walked the bases loaded while allowing a run to score, and Colin Price is going to stride to the plate with the bases loaded and only one out. And it looks like they're going to leave him in to face off against Price. Now, last week, the Space Cowboys held Nick Kurtz 5 for 24. That's just a 208 average, and he had just one extra base hit against them. He is headed to the show. Here is Price with the bags full. The pitch way high. It goes off the glove, and aggressively coming home is short. And on another wild pitch, the Space Cowboys get their second run. They lead it 2-0. Fastball way up and in. Hunt came up to try and corral it, but that was in and out of his mitt. It'll still be a wild pitch because of how much of a stretch it was. And Sugarland takes advantage. Matthews heads down to third, and Whitcomb heads to second. So Sugarland has gotten two runs in this inning with only one hit. And now the infield will draw in with one out, and an unconventional double play would be what they need. 1-0. That bounces in and gets to the backstop again, and Matthews is going to score. Three wild pitches, 3-0 Sugarland here in the sixth. Space Cowboys will take it however they can get it. Not anywhere close. That sweeper barely got into the very far outside edge of the left-handed batter's box. So Bryce Matthews' trip around the bases was walk, walk, and two wild pitches, and now Whitcomb is just 90 feet away. The 2-0 to Price, and he puts this in the air to center. This ought to be deep enough to score Whitcomb. He'll set up the tag. Samad Taylor makes the catch. Here comes Whitcomb home. The throw is up the line. Sack fly Colin Price, his 12th RBI of the year, and Sugarland cashes in the double and all three walks, and they lead it 4-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Space Cowboys have gotten four runs in this frame on just one hit, but they have done enough to plate runs and taken advantage of how erratic the right-hander Shintaro Fujinami has been. So now it'll be Luis Guillorme, the seventh man to bat in this inning. First pitch to him. That is a little inside fastball at 95 for ball number one. So far today, Guillorme 0 for 2, grounded out to third back in the fifth, and he struck out in the second. 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes with a splitter that missed. So now for Fujinami, he has thrown 20 pitches here in this inning, and just six of them have been for strikes. He has not. The only batter he's retired was Price on the sack fly. The 2-0. Above the zone, three balls and no strikes. So Fujinami is in danger of walking his fourth batter here in this inning. Deep sigh in the 3-0. Not close. Around the feet with a splitter, ball four. And you feel like that's got to be the end of the day for Shintaro Fujinami. And indeed, John Russell is going to come out, manager for the Rainiers, and take the right-hander out of this ball game. Space Cowboys, though, take advantage of the wildness from the 31-year-old right-hander from Japan. They played four runs and are not done hitting yet here in the sixth inning. Pitching change with two outs and a man on first. Space Cowboys leading it 4-0. We'll introduce you to the new hurler on the other side on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Josh Fleming is the new hurler for the Tacoma Rainiers, and he brings in a first pitch outside for ball number one to Kennedy Corona. 4-0 Space Cowboys with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-0. And Corona drives this one, but he got out in front and sends it down the left field line. Foul. And it's even at one ball and one strike now to Corona. So the inning started with a double by Jesus Bastidas. Quincy Hamilton moved into third on a ground out. The right-hander Shintaro Fujinami came in, walked four of the five batters that he faced as the 1-1. Grounded third base side, diving stop by Lopez. Up, throws the first one, hops in time to get Corona. He can't believe it. An incredible throw from the shortstop Lopez. And that is how the top of the sixth inning comes to a close. Space Cowboys get four runs on one hit. And as we head to the bottom of the sixth, it's the Space Cowboys 4 and the Tacoma Rainiers nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Space Cowboys score four in the top of the frame thanks to a double, four walks, and more importantly, three wild pitches from Shintaro Fujinami. Aaron Brown is in for the Space Cowboys, and he deals home a pitch a little wide to Samad Taylor for ball one. Fifth outing of the year for Brown, his first time pitching in relief, the 1-0. And that is at the knees, a fastball at 90 miles an hour for a strike to Taylor. And it's even at 1-1. Brown, the 6'4", 230-pound right-hander, 26 years old from Nashville, 1-1. And a changeup bounces in, it's 2-1. In his previous four appearances this year, Brown had made four starts, 0-4 with an 11.02 ERA. He's given up 20 earned runs in 16 in the third innings, 2-1. Popped him up. Foul ground, first base side. Price is going to give this a mighty charge. And he'll stretch into the netting, and oh no, someone just took a foul ball right off the dome on the first base side. Ouch. Well, the paramedics are right there next to them. And hopefully nothing more than just a bump on the head on a foul ball that came down into the stands. Now the 2-2, and Taylor straightens this one up, but he pops it up. Out into shallow right, wind is going to carry it. Hamilton giving chase, and it drops in foul territory. That hung up there forever, and because the wind is blowing in from center field. It just kept pushing it away from the trio of Guillorme, Price, and Hamilton. So Samad Taylor lives to fight another day with the count even at 2-2. Top third of the order here. Taylor, Young, and Ford due up against Brown. Brown working in full-length navy sleeves out from underneath the Space Cowboys gray jersey today. New ball in hand, the 2-2. And Taylor sends it foul again over on the first base side. That'll clear the Space Cowboys bullpen and actually run into some netting that they have over the picnic tables down the right field line. Wind has picked up a little bit as we progressed here and gotten past 1 o'clock in the Pacific time zone. 2-2 breaking ball, grounded foul. That goes skimming by the third base coach, Eric Ferris, for the Rainiers. And so it'll stay at 2-2. Now, Taylor is 1-for-2 today. His one was a bunt single to lead off the first inning. One of three hits given up today by Brandon Walter, who was brilliant. 2-2. Grounded up the middle to his right, Guillorme. Backhand pick, quick exchange, throw. Price can't dig it out. Taylor is going to be safe. All the way to the edge of the outfield grass there for Guillorme. He made a quick exchange, and his throw was a little bit up the first base line. Price was just unable to get it. Guillorme made the exchange fast enough, but the throw was a little wide. So the leadoff man is on, and it brings up Cole Young. Left-handed batter, the first pitch to him, slices the inner edge with a cutter for a strike. It's 0-1. Now, by the way, they have given that as a single to Samad Taylor. 0-1. In the air to center, but right at Corona, and he's there to make the catch for out number one. Seems like some hometown scoring if they scored Corona's ball that he hit back in the second as an error on Blake Hunt. If Guillorme would have just taken an extra second more, when the ball hit Colin Price's glove, it was two steps in front of Samad Taylor, even with his good speed. That's out number one, and here is Harry Ford. Pitch on the way, and a curved ball falls in on the inner edge for strike number one. By the way, the final line today for the lefty Brandon Walter, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. It was a little tight with a fastball at 89, and a challenge comes in from Salazar. He thought that was on the inner edge, so we get our first challenge for Sugarland today. As we get a peek, it was right on the top of the zone. So Salazar, who was called out on strikes on a similar pitch, gets a strike for his starter, or is for his reliever. It's now 0-2 to Ford, who's grounded out twice today. The hold by Brown. There goes the runner. The pitch is upstairs. The throw down to second. Guillorme goes into a barrel roll as he knocks it down. He essentially cartwheeled as he got a glove to it. It's a stolen base for Taylor, but Guillorme steals the show as he stretched out on a wide throw, and when he knocked it down, he went into a cartwheel. Not the most graceful of cartwheels, but a cartwheel nonetheless. A man in scoring position with one out. Brown operating pretty quickly, even with a man on base. Here's his 1-2. Lined the other way into right field, a base hit. Taylor is going to come around third. He will score without a throw. And Harry Ford gets his 6th RBI of the year. Shutout is broken up. It is 4-1 here in the bottom of the 6th. Solid base hit the other way. And after the stolen base for Taylor, he scores easily enough. So now it is Tyler Locklear, right-handed batter. And Brown is just trying to find it in the early going of the season. Pitches in there for a strike at his 0-1. He has been in the zone in almost all of his outings. He's had a positive strike to ball ratio, 0-1. He is low and outside. It's even at 1-1. However, he has just been hit hard. He's given up at least 5 hits in all 4 of his starts, and he's given up exactly 5 earned runs in all 4 of his starts as well. 1-1, grounded foul by Locklear. Wide of third, and so it goes to 1-2. Finally, the home run ball has hit Brown hard. He's given up 6 homers in his last 3 appearances. Just a couple of pretty weakly hit singles in the first 3 batters he's faced. He's ahead on the count 1-2 to Locklear, holding a 4-1 advantage, the pitch. And that is high with the fastball. And so the count goes even at 2-2 to Locklear, grounded out to short in the first and struck out in the fourth. Brown a belt high set and the 2-2. That is high with the fastball and it's 3-2. Brown retoes the first base side of the slab, shakes off. Now he settles on a sign in his ear with Salazar. The payoff, and Locklear barely nubs it foul right at home. So it'll stay full here to Tyler Locklear. Austin Shinton, left-handed hitting third baseman, waiting on deck. 4-1 Space Cowboys here in the sixth. The 3-2. Down in the dirt, that slides through Salazar's legs. It doesn't matter, though, because it's a walk to Locklear. So tough there for Brown. He got ahead, but ends up walking Locklear. And now Austin Shinton is going to come to bat. In the blink of an eye is the potential tying run here. Brown last year ranked in the top 10 in the Astros organization among pitchers in quite a few categories. Offer on the way. And that is stroke to center. Corona, though, angling over towards the gap in left center. He's there to make the catch and hits the cutoff man, Matthews. That will force Harry Ford to retreat back to second. It's a line out to center by Shinton. That's the second out in the inning that brings up Colin Davis. Now, last year, Brown was fifth in the organization in strikeouts. He caned 126 over 114 innings. That was eighth in the Astros organization last year among minor leaguers. Spent most of the year with Double-A Corpus. First pitch on the way, and he misses wide with a cutter to Davis in this righty-righty matchup. But Davis with an infield single, and he got to second on a throwing error his last time up in the fifth. 4-1, Space Cowboys leading in the sixth as a front door curve comes in for a strike. It evens up at 1-1. Inning started with an infield single for Samad Taylor. He stole second, then scored on only the second ball hit out of the infield by the Rainiers today. Fastball is high, and it goes to 2-1 now to Davis. Right-hander Aaron Brown, the 2-1. Curveball misses in, and it's 3-1. Now Brown ended up receiving his promotion to Sugarland on August 31st last year, so this is actually the first time that he is facing off against the Rainiers. 3-1 on the way. Fouled straight back, and so the count has gone full now to the left fielder, Austin Davis. Space Cowboys got their 4 runs in the top of the 6th inning on just 1 hit. Space Cowboys have been held to just a singular hit today. But they took advantage of some erratic pitching from the reliever Shintaro Fujinami. Time called by Davis as he stepped out. Right-handed batter, red tone bat in hand. Readies as Brown, the payoff. Runners go, the pitch is outside, and that is ball 4. 2 singles and a couple of walks have loaded them up with 2 outs here. And now Ryland Thomas is going to come to the plate as the potential go-ahead run for the Rainiers. And with that, Sean Buchanan is going to come out, first-year pitching coach for the Space Cowboys, who worked last year when he was in Corpus Christi with Aaron Brown, and have a word with the Space Cowboys right-hander, who's thrown 28 pitches here in this 6th inning. So again, the inning started with an infield single by Samad Taylor. He stole second. Cole Young lined out to center, but then Harry Ford singled to right. And then it's gone a walk to Tyler Locklear, line out to center by Shinton, and a walk to Colin Davis. Space Cowboys are attempting to win back-to-back road games for the first time this season. Jonathan Parra comes up to break up the meeting on the mound. And Salazar will head back to the plate as Buchanan, in a thicker, puffier jacket today with it being chilly in Tacoma, will head back to the dugout. So bases loaded and two outs for Ryland Thomas. First offer to him and a cutter. Back door for a strike to the left-handed batter. It's 0-1. Thomas 0-2 today. He has struck out twice. Both of those were against Brandon Walter. The 0-1. Change up off the dish, and it's even at one ball and one strike now to Thomas. The kick and the offer. Foul back to the screen. And so it goes to 1-2 now to Thomas. Brown one pitch away from getting out of a jam. The 1-2 down in the dirt stopped nicely by Salazar right at home. But for Thomas, this is the third at-bat that he's had with the bases loaded this year. He's 1-for-2 with a bases-clearing single. Next pitch, that is lofted in the air to left. Whitcomb tracking it towards the corner, goes into a feet for a slide, but it is foul down the left field line. And Whitcomb is slow to get up out in left field, but eventually works his way into a crouch position and will stand up. There's not a lot of space down the left field line. Whitcomb went into a feet for a slide, and then he kind of awkwardly slid into that left field padded wall. But he is up and seems like he is all right. So it'll be a 2-2 pitch again to Ryland Thomas. Bases loaded for the Rainiers with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Sugarland ahead 4-1. Brown, the 2-2 in the air again down the left field line, but again foul. And Whitcomb's not even going to get a run, and the fans are down in the picnic area. He just kind of waves them off. He knew that one was foul off the bat. Long at bat here for Brown. He's about to throw the seventh pitch to Ryland Thomas. The set, and instead Brown will step off and slow it down a little bit. Space Cowboys do have a little bit of action out in their bullpen. As the pitch is grounded over to third, backing up on it, Bastidas straightens up, fires to first, low around the knees, but Price has it, and the Space Cowboys avoid disaster in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run does score, though, on two hits and three men left on. There were no errors in the inning. We move to the seventh. Space Cowboys 4-1 leaders over the Rainiers on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Tuesday afternoon in Tacoma here at Cheney Stadium. Space Cowboys leading the Rainiers 4-1 As we start the seventh inning, bottom third of the order due up here, Cesar Salazar, Jesus Bastidas, and Quincy Hamilton. Left-hander Josh Fleming, who got the last out of the sixth, is back out here in the seventh. The offer. And that is dealt in at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Salazar is 0 for 2 today. He flied out to very deep right in the second, and he struck out looking on an appealed strike three call as he golfs this one out into right. That'll touch down and head out towards the right field corner. However, it is cut off by Ryland Thomas, and Cesar Salazar has the second hit of the day for Sugar Land. Leadoff single, and it brings up Jesus Bastidas, who has the only other knock for Sugar Land. He doubled his last time up in the sixth. Space Cowboys took advantage of some wildness from the right-hander Shintaro Fujinami, who gave up three wild pitches that allowed three runs to score. First offer to Bastidas, way high for ball number one. Bastidas, though, started off the last inning with a double just over the third base line. The hold by the lefty Fleming, the 1-0. Inner edge strike with a sinker. It's even at 1-1. Meanwhile, Rainier's got a run in the bottom of the sixth. Thanks to an infield single by Samad Taylor, he stole second and scored on an opposite field knock by Harry Ford. Aaron Brown, though, left the bases loaded. 1-1. Look out on the dugout. Third base side that goes right off the netting in front of the third base dugout. And it's 1-2 now to Bastidas. Jesus was robbed of a hit by Jack Lopez. His first time up in the third, Lopez made a great diving stop and then popped up and threw out Bastidas. Left-hander Fleming sets chest high. And his next offer, that is bounced left side, picked up by Lopez to second for one, on to first. Not in time. Space Cowboys dodge, hitting into a third double play of the day. Good hustle by Bastidas, as it's a fielder's choice. Lopez might have had just an extra second, and there also wasn't as much on that throw from the second baseman Cole. He kind of lobbed it to first instead of really putting some oomph behind it. So Salazar has canceled out 6-4. One gone in the inning, and here's Quincy Hamilton. Left-handed batter against the lefty Fleming. Instead, it's a toss over to first. Bastidas is back in, standing up. Check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. We'll look back to last night in the major leagues, where the Astros got a big 7-0 win over the Blue Jays. Offer is in there. Knee-high sinker at 88 for a strike to Hamilton, who's 0-2 today. He's grounded out to second both times. Robbed of a hit by Cole Young in the third, and he moved Bastidas to third when he came to bat an inning ago in the sixth, 0-1. This is hit in the air out to right. That sends back Thomas. He's still going back, but it's going to die one step shy of the warning track for out number two. Boy, if the wind is turned around and blowing the other way, that might have had enough to carry on out of here. But instead, two gone, and it'll flip the lineup back over to Zach Short. Hunter Brown, ace-like last night. 7 shutout innings. 2 hits, no runs, a walk, and 9 strikeouts for the former Space Cowboy. First offer to Zach Short will wait as Bastidas is checked on again by Fleming. Brown now extends his scoreless inning streak to 24 straight innings. Meanwhile, how about the day from Zach DiZenzo, who hadn't started since the middle of April? Short swings at a pitch here and comes up empty. It's 0-1. But DiZenzo got the start at first base last night. Christian Walker getting a day off. And DiZenzo goes 2-for-3 with 2 doubles, an RBI, 2 runs scored, and a walk. The 0-1. Low and in. It's 1-1. DiZenzo had kind of an awkward slide, but he hustled his way in for his second double. And then if you didn't see his slide to score on a base hit by Jose Altuve from last night, go look it up. It was a thing of beauty. 1-1. Short, a fly ball to left center, but this should be playable for Davis. He's over in the alley, and he's got it for out number three. Leadoff single comes to nothing for the Space Cowboys. in the top of the seventh inning. It is time to stretch it here in Tacoma. Space Cowboys leading it 4-1 over the Rainiers. The Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Sugarland Space Cowboys leading the Tacoma Rainiers 4-1. Right-hander Aaron Brown out for a second inning of work. Blake Hunt, the catcher, leads it off. The first offer to him is dealt in a slider for a called strike. It is 0-1. But Brown having to throw 35 pitches in the first inning. This is high. And it's even at 1-1. 22 of them were for strikes. He did walk a couple. I didn't record a strikeout, but he left the bases loaded and maintained Sugarland's lead. 1-1. Straightened out into center. Corona having a head back on it, but he's there with plenty of room to make the catch out in slightly right center field for out number one. Remember, it is 425 feet to straightaway center here in Tacoma. The wind is now gusting in from straightaway center today. 8-foot-high wall around the entire ballpark, except in center field, where the solid green batter's eye is 30 feet tall. Here's Jack Lopez with one out in the frame. The offer on the way. And that is a little low for ball one. It is the incredibly unique dichotomy of the Pacific Coast League that gets overlooked. 1-0. Inner edge strike, it's 1-1. Because whenever you say Pacific Coast League, everybody always thinks Albuquerque, Las Vegas, Reno, El Paso, the 1-1. Grounder over to third, picked cleanly behind third by Bastidas, uncorks it to first, right into the chest of Price for out number two. Nice play by Bastidas, an easy enough hop, but he put his foot in the ground, made a strong throw, two gone in the inning. But the change in dynamic in the PCL is that now with the rearrangement of the league, the other half of the ballparks in the league are all at sea level, or they have, you know, harder than average ballparks to hit in. Now that includes here in Tacoma, where you've obviously got the heavy Pacific Northwest air. First offer to the top of the order, and Samad Taylor misses in for ball number one. 4-1 Space Cowboys leading it here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Righty Aaron Brown's pitch. Fastball a little tall, and it's two balls and no strikes. Now, Taylor has gotten on twice today with a couple of infield knocks. One of them was a bunt. 2-0, he skies this. Foul ground, third base side, mask cast aside by Salazar, and that is going to be four rows deep. And take a bounce up into the stands. And it's 2-1. But no, we've talked about how Sugarland is one of the harder parks to hit in. Tougher to hit here in Tacoma. And once we go there in August, we'll get into the full details of it. But even Sacramento is a tough part. 2-1. He's shot up the middle and in the center. It's a three-hit day for Samad Taylor. The speedy center fielder is on with two outs here in the seventh as Cole Young will come to bat. Shadow's pretty much directly underneath everybody as we pass by 1:30 here in the Pacific Northwest. Still a chilly afternoon. It hasn't even reached 60 degrees yet today. Brown stares into the left-handed batting Young, and now he'll pick over to first, and Taylor barely dives back in. That was a great pickoff move by Aaron Brown. He put it right onto the hip of Taylor, diving back into the bag. That's about as good of an effort as you're going to have without actually getting the runner. Now the pitch misses low, a fastball at 89. One ball and no strikes to Young. Young is 0 for 3 this afternoon. He is struck out, grounded out to the pitcher, and lined out to center. 1-0 delivery. Popped in the air, but that'll slice foul down the third base line. And so it's even at 1-1. Series continues tomorrow. We go back to Pacific Coast League Baseball after dark, Texas time. 8.05 p.m. Central Time, first pitch tomorrow. 1-1. Little high, and it's 2-1. A.J. Blueball, coming off of another stellar appearance last week in Las Vegas, is going to get the start for Sugarland. 2-1 with an even 2 ERA for A.J. The 2-1 high, and it's 3-1. Meanwhile, the always difficult lefty Jonathan Diaz is going to get the start for Tacoma. He's 0-2 this year with a 7.59 ERA. Again, 8.05 Central Time. Your start tomorrow. 3-1. Above the letters, he missed for ball four. So Brown issues his third walk of the day. And after he got the first two batters pretty quickly, a single and a walk has brought the potential tying run back to the plate again for the Rainiers. And it's in the form of one of the top prospects in the Mariners org, Harry Ford. Ford was the 12th overall pick in the 2021 draft by the Mariners. He's just 22 years old. Waits here, and Brown will spin and look the runner Taylor back to second without a throw. Ford is currently rated as the number 4 prospect in the Mariners org as the pitch. Taken inside with a curveball for ball one. That is if you go by MLB Pipeline. That's what we normally trust here. Runners at first and second with two gone. Space Cowboys leading 4-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch taken outside, so that is now six straight out of the zone, by Aaron Brown. On the count, 2-0 to Ford, who had an RBI single his last time up in the sixth that scored the first run of the game for the Rainiers as he drove in Taylor. Brown for Sugarland, the 2-0. High, and it's 3-0. And so now not only are you one out of the zone away from potentially putting the tying run on base, but you also now are in a count where you kind of have to come to one of the more dangerous hitters in this lineup. 3-0 is popped back of home and foul. He decided to go with a fastball on the top rail, and he got Ford to pop underneath it. Not out of the woods yet, though. It's 3-1. Space Cowboys have been held to just two hits, but they have a three-run advantage here in the seventh. Brown sets belt high, though, 3-1. And that is above the letters. It's ball four. So Brown, again, he got the first two outs without much issue, but then a single by Taylor and then a walk on five pitches to Cole Young and a walk on five pitches to Harry Ford, and for the second time, Sean Buchanan is going to have to come out and have a conversation with his right-hander, Nick Hernandez. He is getting loose out of the bullpen for Sugarland. But it looks like they're going to leave Brown in to face off against Tyler Locklear. So bases loaded for a second straight inning for the Rainiers, and all of this has come with two outs against the right-hander Aaron Brown, who's now up to 55 pitches in an inning and two-thirds. And so here is Locklear. Taylor, a big lead off of third. The pitch on the way. And Locklear grounds it wide of third base. Foul. Just on the wrong side of the bag for strike one. Locklear has come to hit with the bases loaded four times this year already for Tacoma. He's 0-for-4 with a strikeout, and he's hit into two double plays. Space Cowboys don't need one here. They have an out at any base. The 0-1. He's hit in the air down the left field line, but it is foul. He was just out in front of another offering from Brown. That time he went with a curveball down and in. And it's 0-2. Now would be a great time for Aaron Brown to procure his first strikeout of the afternoon. Probably the biggest spot in this game. Space Cowboys leading it 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded and two outs, the 0-2. And Locklear pops it up out in the left field. Whitcomb shielding his eyes, coming in a few steps, and shy of the track and straightaway left. He's got it for out number three. Brown gets out of a bases loaded jam for a second consecutive inning. Got him on a changeup. And we go to the eighth. Space Cowboys still with a three-run advantage, 4-1 over the Rainiers on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Space Cowboys lead it 4-1 over the Tacoma Rainiers as we start the eighth inning. Bryce Matthews will lead it off for Sugarland. Lefty Josh Fleming is on for the Rainiers. And he deals in a first pitch. Sinker for a strike. It is 0-1. Now Fleming out for a second full inning of work. He came in and relieved Shintaro Fujinami back in the sixth. The 0-1. Matthews takes high. It's even at 1-1 to Bryce. Matthews has walked twice today, and he hit into a odd 5-6-4-3 double play. Yes, you heard that right, back in the first. 1-1. Foul back over to the right side, and it's 1-2. Space Cowboys got all four of their runs back in the sixth inning on just one hit. A leadoff double by Jesus Bastidas. Three wild pitches and four walks and a sack fly scored the four runs. The 1-2. Matthews ground ball over to third. Drink up by Shinton. Throw is a little high, but right there for out number one. The fans are booing because this is the Chick-fil-A strikeout inning. They're not satisfied with ground out. Space Cowboys have only punched out four times today. They've done a good job of putting the ball in play, but just haven't found the holes. They've only gotten two hits today. Single by Cesar Salazar in the seventh and the double by Bastidas. Here's Whitcomb. And the first pitch is around his feet for ball number one. Now Shea drew a walk back in the sixth. That extended his on-base streak to 15 games. The hold and the 1-0. High, two balls and no strikes. Now Whitcomb hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the fourth, and he was a strikeout victim in the first. The 2-0. And Whitcomb grounds this over to third. Shinton backs up on it, fields it around his waist, and fires a little inside of first, but Locklear with an easy enough stretch has it for out number two. Check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. We are the only day game today here in the Pacific Coast League. As a matter of fact, we're the only game that starts before 7.05 p.m. Central Time today. Now, Round Rock is at home. They're taking on Las Vegas tonight to start a series. First offer to Price. One hopper knocked down by Shinton. Throws to first in time. And that half inning was Josh Fleming, Austin Shinton, and Tyler Locklear. All three batters grounded out to third, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Space Cowboys still hanging on to a 4-1 edge over the Rainiers. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Last of the eighth inning, Space Cowboys leading the Tacoma Rainiers 4-1. A reminder, the next AAA Championship replica ring giveaway for the Space Cowboys is coming up on Saturday, May 3rd, as Sugarland takes on the Round Rock Express. It's also 60s night. To purchase tickets, go to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. The second of three AAA National Championship ring giveaways that we are doing this year in Sugarland. That's not this coming Saturday. We'll still be here in Tacoma, but the following Saturday against Round Rock. Nick Hernandez is the new hurler for Sugarland. Austin Shinton, who made all three outs in the last half inning, leads it off, and he takes up and in a slider from the righty Hernandez for ball number one. Ninth outing of the year for Hernandez with Sugarland. He's 0-1 this year, but a 1.13 ERA. Eight innings, just one run allowed. The 1-0. Weave and a miss. Better location on that slider. Low and a little away to the left-hander, and it's 1-1 now. Now, Hernandez threw in the game back on Sunday. He ended up going an inning, walked two, and struck out two on 27 pitches. Right-hander from Missouri City operating in full-length navy sleeves today. The hold on the 1-1. Swing and a miss, blew a fastball by him, and it's 1-2 now to Shinton, who's 0-3 today. Lined out to the pitcher, that was Brandon Walter who got the start. Flied to right and lined out to center his last time up in the sixth. Right-hander Hernandez, the 1-2. Slider down low, and it's 2-2. First baseman Colin Price is playing well back of the bag. He's guarding the line. He's only about three or four steps inside of it. As the hold and the 2-2, here it comes from Hernandez. Outside with the slider and the count has run full. Colin Davis, right-handed batting left fielder, waiting on deck, and then Ryland Thomas scheduled to hit after him. The payoff from Hernandez. Slider inside. He just missed for ball four. So a leadoff walk after Brandon Walter didn't walk anybody through five innings today. Space Cowboys, that is their fifth walk they've given up in the last two-plus innings. By the way, the final line today for the righty Aaron Brown, two innings, one run on three hits. It was earned. He walked four, didn't strike anybody out. 58 pitches, 33 strikes for Brown. So here is Colin Davis. First offer to him, slider. That finds the inner edge of the right-handed batter for the strike. It's 0-1. Chilly day here in Tacoma for the opener. Even out in the sun, there's still quite a bit of chill. It's not even 60 degrees outside. The 0-1. Now that is fouled back into section N over on the first base side here at Cheney Stadium. There are levels here to Cheney Stadium, but it's very similar to the ballpark in Durham that we were at a couple of weeks ago, where there's one concourse, and when you pop out from the concourse, you either have the option to go down a level into the seats, and there are about 6 to 7 rows where the seats, some that are right behind home plate, are padded, or up into the regular seats that make up a de facto second deck. 0-2, just barely nicked and fouled back to the screen as Davis stays alive, and it's 0-2. Stadium opened up in 1960. Even the stadium lights that they have here are still the old vintage style, though the lights have certainly been replaced with LEDs over the year. The hold and the 0-2 offer, a little low and outside of the fastball. The new addition here at Cheney Stadium this year is that they have two new video boards. One out in right field that is a little bit shorter but very wide. And then they have a very large video board that's now out in left, just to the left of the batter's eye. 1-2 on the way. Fouled off right side. Quite a bit different than the old setup that they had in the stadium, where they used to just have the video board out in left. Now, last year they did have a scoreboard out in right, but it was an old school just light bulb scoreboard that lit up out there. Not a manual scoreboard like we have in Sugar Land. 1-2 is in the left field for a base hit. So the Rainiers have gotten some traffic here in the last three frames as Colin Davis gets his second hit of the day. First 2 men have reached against Hernandez, and it brings up Rylan Thomas. Space Cowboys trying to get a win in the opener here and win back-to-back games on the road for the first time this season. Third baseman Besitas draws in a little bit as this pitch is inside, a crossfire that time from Hernandez. And Salazar is going to come out and hand deliver the baseball. Sugarland now has a little bit more motion and activity out of their pen. After an off-day travel day yesterday from Las Vegas here to Tacoma, you have to imagine that probably everybody is available in the bullpen except for maybe Miguel Castro, after Castro threw 39 pitches to turn in the final two innings of the Space Cowboys' 11-inning victory back on Sunday. Meeting on the mound is over. And now the 1-0 from Hernandez. Low and in with a slider, and it's 2 balls and no strikes to Thomas. Well, Thomas is 0-for-3 today. He struck out each of his first two times up, and he grounded out to third back in the sixth. Hernandez, the 2-0. Inside and nearly hit him on the kneecaps of the fastball, and it is 3-0. And with that, Sugarland's bullpen, who had a couple of relievers just moving around, is now going to kick into another gear as they'll have someone start throwing off of the slope out on right. And it looks like that's going to be Nick Robertson getting loose. 3-0. Inside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Rylan Thompson to load up the bases. So for a third consecutive inning, Tacoma has the bases loaded, but this is the most dangerous spot. Each of the previous two frames, Tacoma loaded the sacks up with at least two outs. Here there is nobody out, and the base is loaded, and the catcher Blake Hunt up to bat. First pitch on the way, and that finds the zone. A strike on the inner edge. Slider in this righty-righty matchup. It's 0-1. Inning started with a walk to Shenton. Davis singled to left, and Thomas just walked on four pitches against Hernandez. From the third base side of the rubber, the 0-1. Rip and a miss tied him up with an inner edge fastball, and it's 0-2. Hunt, a little dribbler up the middle for a single back in the third. Since then, he's grounded out to third and lined out to center. Not great speed on the bases, especially over at third for Shinton. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. A gigantic strikeout for Hernandez for out number one. So they get Hunt to strike out. First batter for the Rainiers that has struck out since Jack Lopez, who is scheduled to hit here, came up and struck out in the fifth. But instead, they are going to pinch hit here. And in place of the right-handed hitting Jack Lopez, they are going to bring in Spencer Packard, left-handed hitting outfielder. And so Sean Buchanan is going to come out. Not very often that you see this in the minor leagues, that a team will utilize a true pinch hitter. However, in the eighth inning, that's exactly what's going to happen here for the Rainiers. So they've used one of their three bullpen or one of their three bench pieces today. They'll bring on Packard to face off against Hernandez. So a conversation for Sean Buchanan, who's had to wear a path from the dugout to the mound over the last three innings after he got to sit in a rocking chair during Brandon Walters' start. Packard this season is hitting .283 in 15 games with three doubles and six RBIs. Hernandez deals home the first. And a slider, top of the zone, outer half for a strike, 0-1 as the wind picks up a little bit more, blowing in from center field on this chilly Tuesday afternoon in Tacoma. Bases loaded and one out, Space Cowboys leading it 4-1 here in the last of the eighth inning. Hernandez for Sugarland kicks home the 0-1. Breaking ball, nearly got a swing, they appeal out, and Joe McCarthy says that indeed Packard swung. So it is 0-2 now to the pinch hitter for Tacoma. And Packard is going to take his one allotted timeout. Packard, a ninth-round pick by the Mariners back in 2021. 5'11", 210-pound left-handed swinger, 27 years old. Slightly open stance as he waits from the left side. Hernandez comes downhill with the 0-2. And a curveball is popped up. Found ground, mask off, Salazar tracking it, and they run out of space. That is into the dugout for the Rainiers on the third base side. And I said curveball. That was actually the splitter from Nick Hernandez. It's a pitch that he has added in to try and bring a third offering and have something specifically to move away from left-handed batters, because everything, the fastball and the slider, run in to lefties. Still 0-2 to Packard. New ball in hand, Hernandez deals. Fastball just underneath the hands and nearly hit him. That would have forced in a run. Instead, it is ball one. 4-1 Sugarland here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers have the bases loaded for a third straight inning. They left three in each of the last two frames. The 1-2 offer, downstairs, missed with a fastball. And so the count is going even at 2-2 now to Packard. Samad Taylor, speedy center fielder, is waiting on deck for the Rainiers. Shinton at third, Davis at second, and Thomas at first. The 2-2 offer, breaking ball, popped foul once more over on the left side. So this is going to be the seventh pitch of this plate appearance for Spencer Packer. So straight off the bench, and he's put together a good at-bat here. Looks like Nick Robertson is ready for the Space Cowboys if they need him. Hernandez about to throw his 26th pitch of this inning. Here's the 2-2. Fastball hit into center field. Corona striding on. He will get behind it and make the catch. And because Shinton over at third is a catcher by trade, he cannot tag up and score on a fly ball to center. But we said decent speed on the bases except over at third, and Shinton can't come in and score. They're two gone now here in this eighth inning. But it's Samad Taylor who's got game-changing speed, and he has collected three hits today. Hernandez trying to keep this a 4-1 Space Cowboys lead. First pitch on the way. Inner edge, a slider for a called first strike. It's 0-1. Taylor has only hit one ball out of the infield today. That was his single his last time up in the seventh. Middle infield plays back as the 0-1. Taking a little wide with a fastball. One ball and one strike now to Taylor. Only time he's been retired today, Taylor grounded out to short back in the third. Bunted his way on to lead off the game in the bottom of the first. Hernandez deals. Inner edge, there's that slider again for a called strike, and it is 1-2. That actually caught a lot of the plate. Taylor just lifted up his hands and was fooled by that. You're curious if maybe Hernandez goes to that pitch again here. Two outs, bases loaded, the 1-2 offer. Fastball grounded up the middle. Matthews has it short way to second. Guillorme is there for the force. And how about Nick Hernandez? Bases loaded, nobody out, and he does not let a run score. We head to the ninth. Sugarland still with a 4-1 lead over the Rainiers as Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
For the third consecutive inning, the Tacoma Rainiers load up the bases, but for the third straight frame, the Space Cowboys turn them away as Nick Hernandez works out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam to not give up a run in the bottom of the eighth. We start the ninth inning, Sugarland leading it 4-1. Luis Guillorme will lead it off for Sugarland, and it's the right-hander Will Klein who's into the game now for the Rainiers. Misses inside with a ball to Guillorme, left-handed swinger. It's 1-0. Four runs on just two hits for Sugarland today, 1-0. Inner edge strike, it's 1-1. So if Sugarland can't muster a hit here, Space Cowboys are looking to win their second game this year in which they are held to just two hits. Right-hander Klein out of the wind, the 1-1. Guillorme takes slider that missed in. And it's two balls and one strike. Remember, the Space Cowboys won their first road game of the year back on April 1st in Durham with only two knocks. 2-1, inner edge strike. And the count levels up at two balls and two strikes to Guillorme. Walked his last time up in the sixth. Grounded out to third in the fifth and struck out in the second. 2-2, lofts this one into center field and down for a base knock. So there's the third hit of the day for Sugarland. It's a leadoff single by Luis Guillorme. And it'll bring up Kennedy Corona. Well, we said we figured that Miguel Castro was probably going to be unavailable today after he threw 39 pitches to end up getting the win for Sugarland on Sunday. Right-hander Luis Contreras is getting warm instead. Now it's Corona. He'll show a bunt. He bunts this one in the air, but foul on the wing on the first base side for strike number one. So on a day where Sugarland has the only extra base hit, they will opt to see if they can maybe play small ball and advance the runner, especially with Cesar Salazar waiting on deck. And Salazar has put some pretty good swings on the ball today. Space Cowboys got all four of their runs back in the sixth inning on just one hit. 0-1, Corona flinches. Did he offer the appeal to first? And Dave Ponczak says that, yes, he did. Corona went around. It's 0-2. A double by Bastidas in the sixth. And then Zach Short walked as the 0-2 swung on a miss. Got him out in front of a curve. Corona is retired for out number one. So, with one gone, it's Cesar Salazar. First pitch from Klein. Salazar comes up empty on a swing for strike number one. Defensive changes after Spencer Packard came in and pinch hit for Jack Lopez in the bottom of the eighth inning. The hold and the 0-1. There goes Guillorme, and this is popped up. Out of play foul. Guillorme slows himself before he gets to second. So the defensive changes. Spencer Packard stays in the game. He is now in left field. Colin Davis then moves from left to center. Samad Taylor, who is in center, moves from center to second. As Salazar holds off on a pitch up and in. And it's 1-2. And then Cole Young, who was at second, moves over to short. So spring training lives on. The set of the 1-2. Salazar fishes after a curveball down in the dirt. Second straight strikeout for the righty Will Klein. And with two gone, it's Jesus Bastidas. Well, Klein is in his first year here in the Mariners organization. He was a part of the bullpen last year for Omaha, and he helped the Storm Chasers win 49 games in the first half. Remember, they tied the Space Cowboys for the most wins in the first half last year. Space Cowboys would end up meeting the Storm Chasers in the AAA National Championship game, as this is sent high into the air by Bastidas, but not very deep. Out into right field, very playable for Thomas, who comes in and collects it above his hat for out number three. Space Cowboys get a leadoff single, but nothing else in a scoreless top of the ninth. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Space Cowboys looking to lock up a series opening win over the Tacoma Rainiers. 4-1 they lead it as we go to the bottom of the ninth on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Bottom of the ninth inning in Tacoma on a Tuesday afternoon, the opener of this six-game series between the Space Cowboys and the Rainiers. Sugarland holding a 4-1 advantage. It is a save opportunity, and they will hand the ball to the right-hander Luis Contreras. Third outing of the year for Contreras after being optioned to Sugarland last week. They get Cole Young, left-handed hitting batter, to lead it off, and the first pitch is low for ball number one. Well, Contreras last season with Sugarland, 2-for-3 in save opportunities, used primarily their setup man to Wander Suero. The 1-0 popped in the air but out of play down the third base line. It's even at 1-1. That was because Suero put together the most impressive single season for a closer in Pacific Coast League history last year. The hold and the 1-1. Up and in 2-1. However, there were occasions where Contreras would come in extra innings in relief of Suero. The 2-1. That is hit pretty well out to right field. Hamilton is back, feeling for the wall, and one step shy of putting his left hand on the right field wall. He's got it for out number one. That is maybe the best hit ball of the day for the Rainiers. That time it was a changeup. That Young flies out to right. Wind is blowing in today, so that might have knocked it down a little bit. Space Cowboys have teased the wall a few times as well, and there's one gone now for Harry Ford. Pitch on the way, and he can't stop himself. He swords through a high fastball for strike one. Fun moment last year after we had clinched the AAA National Championship game. I was talking with Contreras and Suero, the 0-1. That swung over and missed on a change at 0-2. And they knew that they had been a pretty good 1-2 punch last year. And we keep track of various things and different records and all that kind of stuff. It was set on the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He just overpowered him there. A changeup. And Ford is down on three pitches. And just like that, two gone in the inning. And it all comes down to Tyler Locklear. But Contreras and Suero wanted to know what the Space Cowboys record was in games that they both pitched last season. Not in any order. Offer on the way. That is looped out into center, and Locklear extends the game with a base hit. Now that is his first hit of the day. He's on for a second time after he walked back in the sixth. And with two outs, it'll be Austin Shinton. However, we didn't keep track of records of when relievers pitched in a tandem or anything like that, so it was an off-season project that we looked up to find out as Contreras sets and fires. First pitch is down in the dirt with a slider. And the final answer was about what you would have expected, including the postseason. In games that Luis Contreras and Wander Suero both appeared in last year for Sugarland. Just appeared in. 1-0. Is it in the air to right? This should do it. Hamilton coming on, and he is there to squeeze it for out number three, and that's the ball game. Space Cowboys hold Tacoma to one run today, even though they have just three hits themselves, and for the first time this year, Sugarland has won back-to-back road games. They get a 4-1 victory over the Rainiers this afternoon. By the way, your answer, Sugarland was 27-2 in games in which Contreras and Suero pitched last year. Well, Contreras gets his first save of the year. Brandon Walter gets his first win. We'll recap all of it for you. On the other side, Sugarland gets a series opening win over the Rainiers. Postgame show comes your way next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Welcome back to Cheney Stadium. Space Cowboys, in the series opener of this six-game set, get a 4-1 victory over the Tacoma Rainiers. Garrett Green with you here, and let's take you back through today's action. Well, it was an incredibly well-pitched game for the first five innings today. For the Space Cowboys, they were held without a hit through the first five innings today. They had a couple of base runners that reached on a pair of walks and an error. However, they sent just one over the minimum as Sugarland hit into a couple of double plays. Really good defense played behind both Luis F. Castillo, who left with an injury in the third, and the southpaw Austin Kitchen. On the mound for Sugarland today, Brandon Walter was brilliant. He gave up just three hits over five innings, had a couple of runners reach scoring position, but he didn't walk anybody, and he struck out seven today as the Space Cowboys end up getting five shutout innings out of Walter today. Sugarland would get all of their runs in the sixth inning, and they did it on just one hit. Jesus Bastidas led off the sixth with a double. He was moved over to third by Quincy Hamilton on a ground out, and in came Shintaro Fujinami, who walked Zach Short and then threw a wild pitch that let Jesus Bastidas score and allowed Short to advance to second. Fujinami would then walk Bryce Matthews and then uncorked another wild pitch that allowed Short to come in and score. Shea Whitcomb walked, and then another wild pitch allowed Matthews to come in and score, and Whitcomb to go to second and then on to third. And Colin Price with a sacrifice fly that drove in the last run of the game for Sugarland. Space Cowboys were held to just three hits today, but it was enough to hold it up. Rainiers had the bases loaded in the sixth, seventh, and eighth inning. They got their only run of the day in the sixth. Samad Taylor reached on an infield single, stole second, and scored on an RBI knock by Harry Ford. A walk, a line out to center, and a walk loaded up the bases, but Aaron Brown got out of the jam. And then in the seventh, Brown came back out, got the first two outs without much issue, but then a single and two walks once again loaded the bases. However, Tyler Locklear flied out to medium depth left, and that ended up ending the scoring threat. Last chance for the Rainiers really was in the eighth inning. Nick Hernandez came on for Sugarland, gave up a leadoff walk, a single to left, and walked Ryland Thomas to load up the bases. But Hernandez, a strikeout of Blake Hunt, a flyout by the pinch hitter Spencer Packard to center that was not deep enough to allow Austin Shinton to tag up and score from third, and then a fielder's choice from Samad Taylor that ended the half inning. Luis Contreras came on for the ninth, got a flyout to right by Cole Young, a strikeout of Ford, And they gave up a single to Tyler Locklear, but a fly out to right into the ball game. Space Cowboys win the opener today over the Rainiers 4-1. Let's go ahead and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. Nothing going on yet in the PCL. Everything is going to get started tonight. Salt Lake is hosting Oklahoma City this evening. Meanwhile, Round Rock will host Las Vegas. Good pitching matchup tonight as the right-hander Gunnar Hoagland will oppose the right-hander Jack Leiter, who's back down in the minors for the Rangers with Round Rock. El Paso is hosting Sacramento, and the Reno Aces are at Greater Nevada Field hosting the Albuquerque Isotopes. Meanwhile, they will not play today in Asheville. They get rained out because of wet grounds. They'll actually make that game up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. Meanwhile, tonight, it'll be Joey Mancini on the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks as they host the Frisco Rough Riders at 6:35 p.m. Central. And Fayetteville is on the road taking on Lynchburg tonight. That game's at 5:30 Central, and neither team has named a starter. Astros continue their series against the Toronto Blue Jays tonight after getting a 7-0 shutout win. Forrest Whitley threw the last two innings in that one last night. For the Astros today, it'll be the right-hander Ronel Blanco on the mound against the right-hander Chris Bassitt. That game's going to get started at 7:10 there at Daikin Park in Houston. It's time to name our player of the game, and your player of the game is presented by Top Fan Rivalry. And for the Space Cowboys today, we're going to give it to the starter, Brandon Walter. 5 innings, 3 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. He was brilliant today. He went just a couple over the minimum, 3 over the minimum to be exact, a season high in strikeouts, and ended up getting the victory today. So your player of the game presented by Top Fan Rivalry is Brandon Walter. All right, final numbers from today's game. For the Space Cowboys, 4 runs on 3 hits. They committed 1 error. They left just 4 men on base today. For Tacoma, 1 run on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. They left 13 men on base today. Space Cowboys pitching held the Rainiers to 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The win today goes to Brandon Walter, who we mentioned. He's now 1-0 on the year. The loss goes to Austin Kitchen. Nick Hernandez gets his first hold of the year. And Luis Contreras collects his first save. Today's game took 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,672 on a 55-degree sunny day here in Tacoma. With the win, the Space Cowboys are now 10-12 on the year. They've won back-to-back road games with the loss. Tacoma is now 9-13 on the season. Next up, it is a night game tomorrow night here in Tacoma. 8:05 p.m. Central Time first pitch. The right-hander A.J. Blueball will get the start, 2-1 with a 2 ERA. Meanwhile, for Tacoma, they'll turn to the left-hander Jonathan Diaz, 0-2 with a 7.59 earned run average. First pitch comes your way at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Central Time, 8:05 we should say. So we're on the air for you right around 8 o'clock all across the Space Cowboys broadcast network. Well, a big thanks to everybody who made today's broadcast possible. The biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday afternoon, whether you're with us for an out, an inning, or the entirety of today's game. We're so thrilled that you made Space Cowboys baseball a part of your day. So for our entire broadcast crew, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Chili Cheney Stadium. Your final score, the Space Cowboys 4, the Tacoma Rainiers 1. Back at it again tomorrow night at 8:05 p.m. Central Time. Until then, good afternoon from Tacoma, Washington.